And if you have one this morning, turn to Hebrews chapter 8.
如果你要是手上有一本圣经的话，请你翻到希伯来书的第八章，第八章。
And we're going to read from verse 5 to 13. It is a fairly lengthy passage, but we're going to read it all together.
这个我们是从五节读到十三节，这是比较长的一段圣经，所以呢，这里呢，那个崔牧师他就用英文来读，我们中文的我们就读着看这个上面的字就好了。
I mean, we're not going to read it all together. I'm going to read it. You're going to see it on your Bibles or on the transparency and follow along. And that's how we do it, okay?
Yeah, 所以崔牧师读，我们大家就读这个上面的这个 PowerPoint 的这些经文就好了。
Our Hebrews chapter 8, verses 5 through 13, and this is God's word to us this morning.
希伯来书的八章五到十三节，这是神对我们今天要讲的话。
If you give your full attention to it. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5 and following. They served a copy and shadow of the heavenly things. But when Moses was about to erect a tent...He was instructed by God, saying, See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain. But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he meditates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless,There would have been no occasion to look for a second. For he finds fault with them, that is the Israelites, when he says, Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt.For they did not continue in my covenant. And so I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, declares the Lord, I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor.And each one his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. In speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete, and what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. This is the word of the Lord.Thanks be to God for His word.
这上面是读的是我们主的话，我们为的因着这个主的话语而感谢他。
Okay, let me pray for us one more time.
让我再一次来为大家来祷告。
And ask for help for the preaching of the word.
我们在这里来寻求主，神在我这个讲道的时候给我帮助。
Father in heaven, your children, we have read your word.
天父啊，我们作为你的子民，你的孩子们，我们是非常的珍视你的话语。
We need your help right now.
我们在这时候就需要你的帮助。
To help us not only understand your word clearly.
不光是让我们能够来非常清楚的来理解你的话语。
I pray that you will see the supremacy of your Son, Christ Jesus, over our lives.
我们在这里也能要让我们看到主耶稣基督他在至高的在他是一个至高的一个又真又活的神。
Your son indeed is our all in all.
你的爱子主耶稣基督是我们的一切。
The most precious treasure.
是我们最宝贵的财富。
In the universe.
在这个整个宇宙里面是我们最宝贵的财富。
Oh Lord, help us to get a taste.
主求你能让我们尝到一点。
Of this now, I pray we need your help.
那么在这里尝到一点主恩的滋味，我们在这里来祷告，来寻求你的帮助。
Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your spirit.
我们在这里祷告，不是借着权势，不是靠着势力，而是靠着你的圣灵。
In and through Christ.
在主耶稣基督里的圣灵，这样祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, the sermon outline is just literally two points.
我的这个讲到的大纲里面呢，实际上有两点。
The first point is, what is the old covenant?
第一个就是说是一个第一个观点是什么是一个前约，一个老的这个约。
And the second point is, what's the new covenant?
另外一个呢，就是什么是一个新的约。
You know, when we take our communion every first Sunday of every month.
那么我们每一个月呢，我们的第一个周日的时候，我们主日的时候，我们都在这里来守圣餐。
And we take the bread, and then Jesus said, when you take the cup, he raises the cup in communion, the Lord's Supper. He says, this is the new covenant. He says that.
我们呢，先是呢，拨了饼，然后呢，我们就这个喝这个杯。那么主耶稣基督在当时的时候呢，他把这个杯拿在手上，然后说呢，这是主所立的，神所立的新约。
And so what does that mean? What is the new covenant?
那么这个新的约是什么意思呢？
And then, I'm going to just use an example. Of course, Jesus was the best teacher.
我在这里要用一些例子。那么当然我们主耶稣他是最好的老师。
The best illustrator of deep truths.
他是能够最好的能够向我们展示这个真理的这样一个老师。
To explain this new covenant.
来给我们来解释这个新约是怎么一回事。
That we have in Christ Jesus. In Christ alone, we sang that.
我们就像我们刚刚说的，刚唱的这个在基督里的唯独基督的这样一个歌里面这样的我们在主里面的这样一个新约。
Okay, so what is the new covenant? Oh, wait, sorry. What is the old covenant?
首先呢是什么是老的约旧的约。
Or the first covenant says in Hebrews.
在这个希伯来书的 The first
covenant.
到这个讲的这个第一个或者是在希伯来书里面讲的这是前约第一个约。
Old covenant, first covenant is the same thing.
一个旧的约和这个前约它是一回事。
And one of the mistakes I see a lot of Christians make is the old covenant or the first covenant is not the Old Testament.
那么我觉得呢，我很多基督徒他们把这个前约或者是这个老的这个约和旧约这件事情，他把它混在一起了。这个它其实不是我们所讲的旧约全书里面的这个旧约这个意思。
And the reason a lot of Christians make that mistake is because they translate Old Covenant and that covenant is also translated Testament.
对，这个就比较难翻译了。就是说他们直接的按照这个翻译的话呢，把这个老的旧的 Old Covenant 和 New Testament 都翻成约这样一个意思。
And so when he says in verse 13, in speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one, the Old Testament,obsolete, and that is not true.
那么那实际上的话呢，他是把这个他前面讲的这个老的这个 covenant 实际上是过期了或者是消失了，但是并不是说这个旧约的这个东西消失了，所以我们不能说旧约它慢慢就归为无有了，而是说的这个老的这个 covenant， 那么这个是一个特别的一个这个东西归为无有了。他以后还接下来还会再解释这是一个什么原什么区别。
So the Old Covenant is not Old Testament, so what is the Old Covenant then?
所以这个前约，圣经里面讲的前约 Old Covenant， 不是我们所说的旧约，就是神给在整个这个旧约应许亚伯拉罕的那个约。
Let's read again verse 6 and 7, verse 9 and verse 13, Grace, if you could just at least verse 6 and 7, let's read it one more time, verse 6 and 7, 8, 6 and 7.As it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he mediates is better. So the old one or first covenant is, he says, is not good. Okay?
那么在这里，基督在如今基督所得的职任是更美的，正如他所做的更美之约的中保。这约原是凭着更美之约应许的，所以在这地方他所说的更美之约呢，是比原来的那个约要更好的。
And Jesus ushers in the new covenant, which is better, since it is enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have no occasion to look for a second. Look at verse 9. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers.On the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, for they did not continue in my covenant. Or verse 13, in speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete, and what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. So in other words, the old covenant is the covenant that God made with the Israelites when God rescued them from Egypt into the promised land.
所以前面他读的这段经文就告诉我们这一点，就是说这地方讲的前约的话呢，实际上是当神把以色列人从埃及里面带出来的时候，跟当时的以色列人，出埃及的以色列人所立的一个约。
And when God rescued God's people from Egypt through Moses, when they left Egypt, remember the story, they left Egypt after the 10 plagues, they left Egypt.
那么当主耶稣啊不当神借着摩西把这个以色列人从埃及拯救出来，通过前面是十灾，然后把他们从埃及拯救出来的时候，
Moses led them through the Red Sea, the parting of the Red Sea.
摩西就领着他们过了红海。
And then the nextpart of the story is really important. This is when God made a covenant with God's people, the old covenant.
接下来的话呢，这个故事就非常的重要，就是把他们领出红海以后，神就和当时的以色列人立了一个约。
Anyone know what happened next? That's really important story.
大家都知道这接下来发生的什么事吗？非常的重要。
Moses went up to Mount Sinai.
摩西到了西乃山上面。
And he got the law.
他在那里拿到了神的律法。
And it's when God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob declared through the law that this is my firstborn son.
那么这也就是这个神，那么他呢是以撒和雅各的神，他们呢那个在那个时候呢，他们当时的时候，神跟亚伯拉罕说，这是我的头生子。
And God gave His Son, the Israelites, His law.
那么在这个时候呢，神呢就给了前面的雅各、以撒、雅各的他们的儿女们、他们的后代们，在这个时候给了他们的一个约、一个律法。
And look what He says to the Israelites, His Son now, the Israelites' Son, Deuteronomy 6:25.
在《申命记》的这个第六章二十五节里面，神对着以色列的现在的这些儿女们，就这一代的这个以色列人这么说。
And here's the old covenant.
这就是一个前约，这就是当时的那个神给他们立的这个约。
Deuteronomy 6:25.
申命记的六章二十五节。
It says this. It's going to be up in the transparency, but it says, verse 25, and it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to do.All this commandment before the Lord our God as he has commanded us.
那么在当时神是对他们这样说，说我们若照着耶和华我们的神所吩咐的一切诫命去谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
In other words, the old covenant is God gave his son, the Israelites, these laws and they themselves had to obey it to the letter.
那这个呢就实际上呢是这个地方的这个约呢，实际上神给他立的约就是我给你们这些律法，但是你们呢一定要在一切的诫命上面谨守遵行。
He says careful do how many? All.
他这个是要一切的诫命都要谨守遵行，这是当时以色列人他也是这样的保证的。
Now many of you guys think it's only just the Ten Commandments.
那么也许有人会说，那不就十个诫吗？
No, he's talking about the law, the Torah, the Jews know the Torah is the first five books.
但实际上这里不光是十个诫了，在这边还是讲到是后来的这个以色列人在十诫上面后来又建立的那些律法，诸多的律例典章。
Not just the Ten Commandments.
不光是十
诫。There are how many?
接下来有很多，有多少？律例典章。
I saw Vicky just kind of whisper. I saw 613 laws, both.Positive and negative laws that God gave to His people, His Son.
那后来的律例典章一共是613个律例典章，它包括一些东西你可以做的，包括一些东西你不可以做的，这种正面的和负面的都有。
613
条。
Does anyone know all of them here?
在这里的话，我们有人知道所有的613条是什么吗？
I have to confess that I don't know all of them.
我也必须在这里承认，我也不知道613条都是些什么。
But that's the old covenant. The Jews knew it.
但是呢，这就是我们这里所说的前约。这些当时的以色列人，他们都知道这些的。
They were all taught the law from wee high.
他们在这个非常小的时候，他们就被教训，被教导这些律例典章了。
It was part of their education.
这是他们的一部分，他们的这个接受的教育的一个很重要的部分。
They had to memorize all the law before they became an adult in a bar mitzvah. What really long time ago? I don't know if they do that now, but they had to memorize in Hebrew the first all the laws in the Torah.
那么他呢？他们必须在他们成人礼之前，他们就记住这个所有的这些613个这条的这个律法。
And if they did that, not only memorize it, but they had to do it, all of it. And he says, that will be a son that he will be pleased with.
那么在这个地方的这个前面就讲到，如果你们不光记住，而且你们要把这一切的律法都行出来的时候，你们才是成为蒙我悦纳的我的子民。
That's the word, righteousness, or pleased with God, or another word described for righteousness is straight.According to God's definition of pleasing, straight.
那么这地方的这讲的就是一个能够蒙神所悦纳的义，也就是说这个义是没有瑕疵的，是一个完全的、笔直的，就是没有任何瑕疵的这样一个义。
So God's standard is, now this is a ruler.
我在这里呢给大家展示一个尺子。
Now all rulers are straight, right?
每一个尺子，所有的尺子都是直的，不是吗？
You have no ruler that is crooked.
你没有说有用一个这个尺子，它是这个弯弯曲曲的。
All rulers are straight, perpendicular to the floor.
那么所有的这个尺子呢，它都是直的。你把它放在这个跟这个地面垂直的这样一个角度。
And the Israelite had to do and obey all the 613 laws, and then God would declare to that person, "Oh, you are pleasing to me."
所以呢，这些以色列人当时的话，他们应该是他们要记住，而且能遵守所有的613条的这个律例。那么神才说，你是蒙我悦纳的子民。
You are acceptable to me, pleasing.
这个时候呢，你才能够被我所接纳，才能够蒙我悦纳。
You are not crooked.
你不是这个弯曲的。
You are straight according to the law.
你根据这个律法的话呢，你必须要像这个尺一样笔直的。
And so, what God would do with the law is He would measure all the Israelites. They measure up to the lives, to the straightness, or are they crooked?
那么神要做的就是拿着一个尺子，这个笔直的尺子，
measure all of them, everyone.
去来量每一个以色列人，看你是不是直的，还是说你是弯曲的。
Are they righteous? Not according to your standards. You can't do that. According to God's standard through the law.
根据神的这个他的这个标准的话，根据神的这个律法的标准的话，那么来衡量你这个人是不是符合这个律法，或者是。
And if God measured all of you according to His standard of straightness or acceptability or righteousness, how would you pass that test?
那么如果神用他的标准来衡量我们每一个人的话，你觉得我们能够通过这个标准的机会有多大呢？
And that was the old covenant that God made with the Israelites.
这就是我们刚刚前面所讲的前约所包括的内容。
And you know the result of the Jews, their lives of at least 5,000 years of how they measure up to the straightness to God's law. Do you know what the result was? 5,000 years of trying to obey the law?
你们知道在过去的这个五千年当这个律法颁布以后，五千年以来，那么犹太人试图来遵守这个约，那么他们的结果是什么样呢？
They were unacceptable.
结果就是他们不能够被神所接受。
All of them.
所有的。
They had to measure up. They themselves had to obey all of it.
那么他们呢，必须为了得到神的悦纳，他们必须要遵守，要遵守所有的这些律法。
Even Moses, the lawgiver, he couldn't even measure up.
那甚至是摩西，他是颁布这个律法的人，他也没有办法。
The high priest and the priest and all the religious leaders, they couldn't even measure up.
那么在当时的那些大祭司们，所有的宗教领袖们，犹太教领袖们，他们也没有办法来完全来守这个律法。
After they miserably failed.
而且他们每一个人大概都是非常非常悲惨的那个失败了。
5,000 years of miserable failure.To the straightness, acceptability or righteousness before God.
所以呢，五千年惨不忍睹的这个在神的这个律法之下的完全的失败。
And did God know this? Of course he did.
神知道这些吗？当然他知道了。
Now, the question you should ask is that why, if they couldn't measure up or be righteous through the law, obedience through the law, why did he give it then, you know?
那么你可能一个直接的问题就是说，既然他们没有办法来遵循这些律法，那神为什么要给他们这些律法呢？
What is our God, an evil God?
那么我们的神是不是一个邪恶的神呢？
Laughing at us, I give it to you, but I know you can't do it, can't be righteous.哈哈哈哈！
所以神在这里也许在天上面来嘲笑这些人，你看我知道你没办法做，但是我就给你们这个律法，非常高兴的看到这些人在律法面前的失败。
No, he wanted to not only prove to the Jews,
他只是想向犹太人来证明，
make it clear,
让他们很清楚的看到，
not just say it but show evidences of 5,000 years of history of failure to show them and now to us to teach us now，
是想让他们在这个五千年的这个历史当中，能够他们的经历能够直接的告诉我们每一个人。
They can't be acceptable righteous according to God's standards through the law.
他们不能够因着来遵守律法，能够成功的遵守律法来被神所悦纳，来满足神的这样一个标准。
Try as they may, they failed, and you will fail too.
尽管他们有些人非常努力的来尝试，他们失败了，而且我们在座的每个人也一定会失败。
At least the Jews knew the law.
不光是这些犹太人，他们知道这个。
They try to memorize the law.
而且他们呢，试图去这个记住所有的这个律法。
And try to do it. What about us? We're all Gentiles here. Any Jews here?
他们都记住，他们都学习，他们都做不到。那么我们这些人呢？
We don't even know past the Ten Commandments, let alone maybe even the Ten Commandments in the Bible.
我们可能很多人都不能够，甚至不能够通过这个过什么是十诫的这样一个测验。
Maybe some of us here, if I ask you what the Ten Commandments, maybe you will struggle as well.
我们在座的有些人的话，如果我们问你的话，就是说什么是十诫的话，可能我们有些人也不能完全回答出来。
You see the problem?
你看到问题了吗？
Then who can be righteous according to God's standard then? Who's acceptable according to God's standard?
那么根据神的这个标准的话，谁是完全是义的呢？谁能够是被称义的呢？
And the answer is no one.
那么对于我们人来讲的话，这个结论就是回答就是我们没有一个人可以称义的。
All right, so is the story end there?
那么我们的故事讲到现在就结束了吗？
No, it doesn't.
没有。
Look at what...The Bible says, and look at what Paul says in Galatians chapter 24.
那我们现在看看保罗在加拉太书的三章二十四节里面他是怎么样说的。
It's very important.
这一段非常的重要。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 24.
加拉太书的三章二十四节。
I did hear, I think it's at the Cantonese Sunday school, they're going through the book of Galatians.
我知道怎么广东组的这个主日学，他们现在正在学加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 24.
加拉太书的三章二十四节。
Let's read verse 23, but pay attention to verse 23 and then to 24.
我们先读第二十三节吧。先读第
Verse 23. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith will be revealed. And then verse 24.So then the law was our guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith.
二十三节里面这样说，但这因信得救的理还未来之以前，我们被看守在律法之下，只圈到那将来的真道显明出来。这样的话，律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
Now verse 25 says, the law was our guardian, the ESV and the NIV use the word guardian to translate this Greek word, pedagogos.
在这个原文里面的话呢，这个说的这个律法是我们的师父。师父的话呢，他说是从一个这个 pedagogos 这个希腊原文翻译过来的。他的这个英文里面的 guardian 不是师父的意思，是一个算是守护的一个角色，但是原文是师父，但是我们中文翻译的是对的。
The word pedagogos is the word for pedagogy.
这个 pedagoga 的这个词的原来的是 pedagogy， 是希腊文。
And pedagogy is a word for a method of teaching.
Pedagogy 这个词的是名词，它是一个讲的是来教育人的一个方法。
But the word here is not pedagogy, it's pedagogas, it's the word pedagoge.
那么
you mean the person is pedagoge?
But the law was pedagoge.
Okay, 那么这个律法的话呢，它这个词根和这个 pedagogy 这个教育的这个词根在这希腊文里面是一样的。
And the pedagoge is translated as a teacher. The law was our teacher.
所以的话 pedagoge 的这个翻译的是律法，但是呢实际上它是有一个人称在里面的，也就是说现在就从这个原来的这个文就是到了这个师父，这个训蒙的师父这个词上来。
I think a guardian can be, I think okay translation of the word pedagoge.
这个守护人的话呢，你把它原文的英文里面的守护人，它实际上的话要把它直接说成师父，这还不是，这当中没有一个特别大的联系哈。
You can say the law was our leader or our teacher or our guide.
那么在这地方讲的实际上就这个律法实际上是我们的引导，也是我们的老师。
And I think KJV, I don't read the KJV, if you guys do read the KJV, it's, I think KJV is kind of hard to read. No one really now speaks that way. You know, saying thine and thou. And, but I think at least KJV here, I think is, even though the word guardian is a good word, but KJV says,The pedagogue is our schoolmaster. That's good.
Okay. 那么那我们知道在这个原来的这个雅各王钦定本里面的话呢，他的这个虽然不太好读，但是他在那个地方他把这个 guardian 是用到了，把它实际上是把它翻译成这个师傅的这样一个词。所以的话呢，虽然这个雅各王跟 KJV 它不是很好翻译，但是的话不是很好读，但是它这里面还有很多的这个翻译是非常非常忠实于原来的意思的。
In other words, the law was a teacher, a leader, a guide to whom? To lead us to Christ.
所以再回到我们中文的这个翻译上面来说，这个律法就是我们训蒙的师父，把我们引到谁那里去呢？把我们引到耶稣基督那里去。
The law was given to the Israelites.
这个律法呢是传给了以色列人。
And to us, show us now the Gentiles to lead us to the one who is able to do all the law. You already know that, right?
并且从以色列人传到我们这些外邦人上面来，把我们引到那个他有能力能够让神悦纳的那一位上面身上去。那这个人是谁呢？我们都知道。
The law describes the one who is pleasing to God or righteous before God, who is Jesus Christ, our God.
那么神把我们引到了那一位能够让我们的神能够悦纳的那一位。身上去，那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And the Bible says he came for that purpose.
圣经说呢，主耶稣就来到世上就是为了这个目的。
As a God man, now Jesus is man.
在因为呢，作为一个神，但是呢，他来到这世上，道成了肉身，成为了完全成为神人的样式。
Right?
是不是
？Jesus is a came in flesh.100% human being.
那么主耶稣基督来到这个世上，穿戴上肉身，是一个100%的人。
He was born into this world.
他生到这个世界上。
Just like you and I.
就像你我一样。
Blood.
他身上是有血的，有血气的人。
100% physical man.
他是一个完全的，一个有肉身的人。
And look what he says in Matthew chapter 5, 17 to 18. Matthew 5, 17 to 18.
那我们看一下在马太福音的第五章的17-18节里面，主耶稣基督是怎么样来讲这个律法的
？Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to what? Fulfill them or do them.
主耶稣基督说：“莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是废掉的，我来乃是要什么呢？乃是要成全律法的。”
For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished.
那么我实在告诉你们，就是天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
Or James chapter 2 verse 10.
或者是雅各书的第二章的第十节这样说。
I like the NIV here.
我喜欢这个 New International Version, 就是国际新国际版本。
For whoever keeps the whole law, 13 laws.
这上面讲的，因为凡遵守 全律法的
yet stumbles at just one point,
只要在一条上跌倒
is guilty of what?
他就犯了什么
breaking all of it.
他就犯了重条，就是所有的律法他都
you are not straight.
所以你因为你不直，但你又不是完全笔直的，你有这有弯曲的这个东西在里面。
If you obey 612 law and break one, he says, now God declares you unacceptable.
那如果你要是遵守了612条，那么就第613条你没有遵守的话，那么神也说你还是不能够被接纳。
But Jesus, of course, he didn't break even one.
啊，但是我们的主耶稣他没有。违背任何一条的律法。
He had no unrighteousness or no sin.
那么他是没有这个不义在他里面。
He's incredible.
他真是就是说是incredible. 那这个地方可以用是 amazing, 他真是很奇妙的。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, 2 Corinthians 5, 21.
在这个格林多后书的5:21里面这样说。
You guys know this verse, some of you. For our sake,He, Jesus, made him to be sin, who knew no sin, he was righteous, so that in him, one with him, we'll talk about that, one with him, united to this righteous man, we, you, me, might become, what he says, might become, here's the word, the Old Testament word, Deuteronomy 6:25, you, we might,become straight according to his standards, God's standards.
啊，那么在这地方呢，这个格林多后书的5:21说的，神使那无罪的，原文就是都不知道罪的，那替我们成为了罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。在这个地方的义，实际上就刚刚讲的这个 straight， 就是完全笔直的。
And that is what the new covenant is.
这是新约所讲的内容。
The old covenant, the Israelites had to obey the law carefully, all of it, and they failed.
那么在这个前约里面的以色列人，他们必须要认识，要记住律法，而且他们要全守，完全把律法都守了。但是呢，他们呢，失败了。
Not righteous, unacceptable.
他们呢就不是笔直的，或者他们是不是义的，他们是没有办法被接纳的。
Not straight.
他们不直。
All of us.
所以我们在做的，我们的每一个人
，even the Israelites who was given the law，
那么甚至是这些那个神把这个律法直接交给以色列的，交给的那些以色列民们
，but there was another Israelite, a Jew, Jesus Christ, our Messiah。
但是在这里有另外一个以色列人，也是一个犹太人，我们的主耶稣基督，我们的弥赛亚。
He willingly submitted and came under the law。
那么他呢？他来到世上来做，来服在这个律法之下。
And he accomplished what no man is able to accomplish.
他完成了一个没有任何人可以完成的这样一个事情。
And he became, according to God's standards, straight.
那么他根据神的这个要求的话，他也是一个完全诚意的一个人。
Righteous son.
一个义人。
Acceptable to God in every way.
他在所有的方面都能够蒙神所悦纳。
And if you were again, I mentioned this many times in the English ministry. If you become one with this man through faith, now I don't have time to explain what faith is.
那么就是说，如果你要是能够和这个人和主耶稣基督，因着你的信心和他合而为一的话。
But let me just try to do it in a couple of seconds. What faith is?If you're united, one with in Christ, if you're in Christ, or united to this righteous man through faith. Now, faith is God's light from heaven shines on you and me.
在这地方讲的，你要是在信心里面和主耶稣基督合而为一的这个信心，实际上是神他把他的光从天上照到你我的身上。
And when he shines the light on you, now,
当他把这个光照在你的身上的时候
，Now you are able to see what truth is。
你在这时候就可以看见，你能够看见真理。
You are able to see that you are able to see Jesus. He's the only righteous man that's acceptable to God from His standard. You have to see that now, know that now, believe that now.
这时候你就能够看到是主耶稣基督，他是一个唯一能够满足这个标准的这样一个。
He's the only man acceptable, righteous before God.
他是一个唯一能够被神所接纳的一个完全。
And when true faith comes,
当这个光照到你的身上，或者是信心照在你的身上的时候
，You realize there's no hope apart from this man.
那么你这个时候就忽然明白，你要是想能够达到这个标准，是完全没有希望的。
And you walk in that light.
当你走入这个光里的时候
，Every day，
每一天
，If you believe today and tomorrow you don't believe that light，
那么如果你要是在那么。如果 you say you don't believe the light,
there's no assurance of your salvation in eternity.
如果你要是不相信这个，如果你要是走到这个光里面，如果你要是相信的，在没有一个别的办法能够走到永恒里的时候，
those who believe to the end will be saved.
那么这个对，就是说，如果你要这方我明白了，就是说你走到这个光里的时候，你还要一直在相信。如果你要是不相信的话，没有这个信心的时候，你也就没有办法进入永恒。所以你要一直的相信，一直到最后。
And the light shows you,
那么这个
how sinful you are.
这个光能够照到你，能够让你看到你自己是。
You can't. Now you know it's impossible from your own power to obey God and be righteous, reckon righteous, declare righteous.Before God, you know that now.
所以现在你知道的话，跟按照你自己的能力，按照你自己的这个所做的，你没有办法能够在神的面前称义。
That's why you trust Christ.
这就是为什么我们需要来信靠耶稣。
You believe in Christ.
我们要相信基督。
Not believe in yourselves.
不是相信你自己。
Not do all these religious acts to be righteous.
也不是说你在做这所有的宗教上面的这些形式的东西能够让你自己能够。
That's darkness.
那么这些东西实际上是黑暗的。
I used to do that.
我以前曾经这么做过。
I was a Pharisee of Pharisees.
我曾经是一个法利赛人中的法利赛人。
And those who are through faith one with this man, the righteous man, the straight man, pleasing to God.Then you also will be righteous before God.
当一个人他在信心里面
That's the hope.
当一个人在信心里面他能够和主耶稣基督这样唯一的一个义人能够合而为一的时候那么他们就能被神所接纳而且呢你我们每个人如果这么做的话我们也就能够被神所接纳这就是我们的盼望
Can you pretend this?
你能够装出来吗
Yes, you can.
你也许能够装出来
Can you fake?Say all the right things.
你能不能在这个大家的面前，能不能讲这个所有的东西讲的很好，都讲的
都是对的。Of course you can.
你也可以把这么话都说的很对。
Yes, all the Pharisees said the right things, did the right things. At least on the outside.
那至少呢，我们可以看到很多的法利赛人，他们在外面的嘛，说的话都是让人听起来都是对的。
But they did not bear the fruits of righteousness.
但是他们没有结义的果子。
All right. Let me just give you one example and give another example of a person that I met who pretended for years.
我在这里给大家讲一个例子，就是我认识的一个人，他就是在假装他是一个很敬虔的人，很多很多的年。
In John chapter 15, verse 5, you guys are very familiar with the vine and the branches, correct?
那么在约翰福音的 ，Let me say John.
John chapter 15 verse 5.
约翰福音的第十五章的第五节里面，我们都记得有这样一个葡萄树和葡萄枝子的故事。
And here's, you know, at least poor illustration. It's kind of dying now. Okay, poor illustration of Jesus the vine. And if this doesn't really, you know, hit you, imagine a tree.With the branches.
那么我在这里呢，用一个这个不太成像样子的这个小树枝来讲这个道理啊。
The trunk and also the root is Jesus.
那么我们说，我们来想象一棵树。那么这个树的树干呢，然后一只树根呢，就是主耶稣基督。
And look what he says, John 15:5. I am the vine, and you are the branches.Whoever abides in me and I in him, one, see, together, they're a unit.
那么在这地方的十五章五节里面说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他这里面。那么讲的常在我里面的意思就是和他合一。
He it is that bears much fruit.
那么这个人就多结果子。
To prove that you are one with Christ.
那你想证明你和主耶稣基督是合一的。
You have to bear fruit.
那你必须要结果子。
Especially fruit of righteousness that those who are in Christ.
那特别是这个义的果子，你们在主耶稣基督里面应该能够结出的这个义的果子。
I don't know if you guys remember. I did this example like I don't know, maybe last year, same example.
我不知道大家还记不记得，在去年的时候，我也用了这样一个来这个树枝来举这个例子。
And you can pretend that you are part of the vine.
你可以假装你是这个树上面的一个。
You could even say it.
你甚至可以说我是这个树上的一根枝子。
And you might not be.
但实际上你可能不是。
Fruit proves that you are.
因为只有果子才能够来证明你是这个树上的枝子。
Not exterior fruit.
它不是这个。
That looks like righteousness, but it's not.
它不是这个外在的一些果子，看起来好像是一个义的果子，不是这样的。
When I was in Ithaca, I was doing college ministry for about 6 years, 2012 to 2018.
在这个2012年到2018年，我在 Ithaca 的时候呢，我在那里做着一个校园的这个。
This was a Korean church, predominantly, and I did obviously the English ministry because not only I can't speak Chinese, okay, Mandarin or Cantonese, though my teacher back there is trying to teach me every Sunday, but I don't Maisie's mom and dad, but. And others, but and I, you know, it's hard. Languages are generally hard for me. Not for my wife, it seems to me. She's a little better than me.
那么我当时在这伊萨卡那个地方呢，我是在这个一个教会里面，是朝韩国的教会里面。我当然我做的是这个英语的事工，因为我的这个语言能力不是很强。我这他在用这个他在这个我们教会学中文非常困难的这样一个来证明他当时也只是做英文的事工。
Long story short, my Korean is not that good either.
所以的话，我当时他这个我的这个韩这个这个。
Woe is me.
韩国语我也不是很流利，所以我只能做英文的施工。
I wish I knew other languages, but you know, at least Korean better.
我真的是希望我能够知道更多的语言，至少的话，我的这个韩国话我能说得更好一点，但实际上不是这样。
Yeah, marrying a Japanese Brazilian woman, no motivation to learn Japanese or Portuguese.
我的太太是一个是一个日本人和巴西人的一个混血，但是的话呢，我也没有这样一个足够的这样一个热情去学或者是英文不是日文或者是巴西文。
English language is already hard already.
对我来说的话，这个英文已经够难的了。
Anyway, I was at this church. You know, obviously I meet all kinds of guys like you know students, and most of them are.People who've been churched, you know, from the in the church, from their you know children to youth, many children here, you know, grew up in the church, not like those who are unchurched.
我当时在那个教会里面的话呢，我跟很多的年轻人在一起工作。那么那地方的年轻人很多很多人，可以说绝大多数人，他们都是从很小的时候就来教会的，是在教会里面长大的孩子们。
And of course, if they apply to college, they come to Cornell, right? And I meet all of them.
到后来呢，当然他们就又去了 Cornell 读书，所以我在那个这个伊萨卡的教会就能够遇到这些从小就在教会里面长大的孩子们。
And every year I used to lead this short-term mission trip to Dominican Republic.
那么我每一年的话都带他们去这样一个去那个多米尼加共和国的一个短宣。
And half the English and half the Korean side also would join this short-term mission trip. And I got to meet some of the Korean students. You know, they all speak English. Okay, English is probably better than some you know mine.
So the Korean students are from Korea.
Yeah, mostly from Korea that came.
所以在那个短宣队里面呢，有一半是从美国的来的孩子，有一半是从当时从韩国来的孩子们。当然，他们也会说一些英文。
And one of the students applied. You know, when you apply to short-term mission, they guys fill out an application. And one of the questions said, "Oh, are you a Christian?" You know, and they say, "Yes, of course." Everyone says, "Yes." If you're not a Christian, I don't accept it.
Yeah. 所以呢，当这个孩子们他们要申请这个短宣的时候，他们需要填一个表格。在表格里面就有一个问话，就是说你们是不是基督徒？当然，他们都填是了，因为你要不是基督徒，你也没办法参加短宣。
And a lot of them were leaders in the Korean side and in the English side too. They were all a lot of them were leaders. They're really involved to go to such a mission trip.
而且呢，参加这个短宣的这些孩子们呢，很多人都是在教会里面都是领头的。
They weren't like being a fringe. fringe where you know, they hardly come to church you know, once in a while. You know?
对, 他们不是说是偶尔只来教会两次的这些人, 他们都是一些很,
not only come to church, they serve, a lot of them are praise team, praise leader.
而且呢, 他们不光是说他们来教会, 而且他们在教会里面侍奉得非常的认真。
And there's one student and a girlfriend, they are both professing Christians.
当然里面有一个学生和他的女朋友, 他们都说他们是基督徒。
And then when we come back from the trip, I asked a few students to give a testimony of their experience, you know, the trip.
当我们从这个短学回来的时候呢, 我就让这里面的一些学生就来给我们大家做做见证，来分享一下他们在这个短学里面的一些感受。
And this couple, their testimony was that they got converted.
当然这对这个孩子和他的女朋友，他们的这个见证就是说，他们在这个短学里面成为基督徒了。
They were the praise leader and the praise team members.
他们实际上是敬拜赞美的这个团队的这个或者是他的领袖，还有的就是的团员。
And that
他们曾经说他们是基督徒。
And that's their testimony. The boyfriend and the girlfriend, their testimony was, I thought I was a Christian, and then I got converted. I don't know exactly when. Heard the truth, and I believed, and then that was their testimony. I was like, oh, and I was shocked. I was like, huh? Like happy too, but I was like, wait, I thought you told me you wrote that you're a Christian. And then now they say they're born again now.
他们在这个见证里面就说他们以为他们是基督徒了，但是通过这次经历的话呢，他们真的是觉得他们信主了。所以当时的崔牧师的这个反应就是说啊，这个蛮奇怪的哈。
Heard their testimony and it seems to me pretty genuine now. You know, like they now really believe in Jesus. And before I guess I was kind of pretending. And they both profess, and then the girl was just crying, right? And you would think that's pretty genuine there, you know? You can't, if you're crying, then that seems pretty true.
那么他们的这个见证呢，当时在听起来觉得非常的真诚，他们说他们原他们这回是真的是被感动了，而且呢，这个见做见证的这女孩子呢，当时还流出了眼泪，就让就是当时的话就是说，牧师的感觉是他们是非常真诚的这样一个。
And I still keep in touch with some of the people from students from Cornell, and I recently met the boyfriend, give the visit here.
那么我接下来我跟他们这些人还经常有很多的联系。最近的话呢，我就和这个男孩呢还到我们这教会来了。He's now
28 in med school and somewhere in Pennsylvania.
他现在已经是28岁的，在宾州的一个学校里面。Here
that eventually they broke up after graduate, they broke up.
大家就说呢，后来他和他这个女朋友，他们最后还是分手了。And
they were so friends, and his testimony was that when they broke up, the girlfriend was kind of sort of falling away from God, you know, and not going to church anymore.
他们呢，当然现在他们虽然分手，他们还互相还是朋友。但是这个男孩说呢，实际上这个女孩她在他们分手的时候，这个女孩已经远离了教会了。对。
He was still walking, and you could tell.
那么这个男孩他还是在持守他的信仰的。
And so he talked to his former girlfriend and said, what happened? Because they were still friends, you know, even they broke up. Like, what happened? I thought you were born again, and what's going on now?
那这个男孩呢，他就问他这个分手的这个女孩说，你怎么回事嘛？我以为你是一个重生得救的基督徒了，现在你怎么就远离了这个基督教信仰了呢？
And basically she said, because I was your girlfriend.
那这个女孩的回答说, 我之所以我当时进入这个信仰的原因，是我是你的女朋友。They're
all surrounded by other Christians who are like, you know, serving in church and all this stuff. And she said she was pressured to say the right things.
那么这个女孩她说呢，她当时的时候，她的周围都是一些基督徒，包括她男朋友，所以呢，她当时有一种压力，所以她要去说他们认为对的事情。
She wanted to be accepted. If she says, oh, I don't believe, then of course, you know, no more friends, right? They're going to look, oh, what happened to you? And then, you know, friends will be gone. She was afraid of that.
这个女孩的话呢，当时她之所以能讲这些，她们基督徒的这些话，假装她会信，是因为她想被周围的人所，周围的这些基督徒所接纳，因为她在这样一个环境里面。但是她实际上并不信。
The approval of her peers who a group.
所以她希望能够在这个组里面能够得到大家的这个认可。
And he told me that she that she was pretending all these time, even though with her, you know, boyfriend and girlfriends.
所以这个女孩她就一直是假装她是信的，而且很多年，因为她和这个男孩子是。
If she said, "I don't really believe in all this stuff," I was pretending because I'm your girlfriend. I was surrounded by all these, you know, Christians and you know the praise team. Then yeah, you know, you see the pressure. And she said she pretended, and now she doesn't really believe.
所以她不想在这些这个人里面，她讲她不信，因为的话，她还要跟他们一起来参加这个各种各样的这种。敬拜的这些活动啊，这些团队啊，所以的话，他假装他是信的。
So you could do the Christian stuff.
你可以来这里来做一些看起来像基督徒的事情。
You could come to church. You could serve. You could be a leader in the church. And yet not be united to Christ.
你可以来到教会，你可以侍奉，你可以做很多的这样的事情，但是你也许真的是没有和耶稣基督合而为一。
I'm running out of time. I pray. Every one of us, even me.You examine your heart to see if you want Christ to be like him. That's really important.
So, my time也不剩下不多了。那么我就在这里在祷告，我希望我们每个人都能够来省察我们自己的内心，是不是我们真的是愿意，我们爱基督，而且愿意和他合而为。
And you walk and believe in that truth. You gotta walk in that truth, not just believe in your head. You gotta walk that.
所以你不光是要相信那个真理，而且你要走在这个真理的路上面。
Then you're assured that you are one with this man.
那这样的话呢，你才可以能够有确据，你是和这个人和我们的主耶稣基督合而为一的。
And one day,
那么有一天。
Through the church, through the Spirit of God, through His truth, you'll one day be like Jesus. Amen.
那么在因着这个我们的这基督的真理，那么会越来越像主耶稣基督。You want to be like
him. Yes. Let's pray. That's the new covenant.
让我们来祷告。
Father in heaven, O Lord, help us now.
天父主请你帮助我们。
Father, we would honestly examine.Ourselves,
我们是真的是需要能够非常诚实的来省察我们自己。
We are truly united through faith.
我们是不是真正的和你通过我们的信心来和你合而为一的
？In the true vine, who is Christ Jesus?
我们真的是能够和我们这个真葡萄树能够连成一体的。
That we might bear much fruit of righteousness.
这样我们能够结出义的果子来。
For your name's sake.
为着你的名的缘故。
Oh Lord, help us.
主，你求你帮助我们。
Convict us now.
来帮助我们，来转变我们。来让我们有这样一个决心。
May we not be deceived.
让我们能够不陷入撒旦的诡计。
By the lies of Satan.
不陷入撒旦的谎言。
Because your truth will set us free.
因为你的真理能够让我们得自由。
Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your spirit.
我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.